Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Junior Mehta with the news. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reaches out to chief ministers of flood and landslide affected northeastern states. National Highway 2, Kohima to Mau Road cut off near Pesama due to massive road sinkage. Kohima DC issues travel advisory. MLA and advisor to IPR Imkong L. Imchen virtually inaugurates new DPRO office buildings of Longland and Zinhputo districts and APRO office Pungro. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Central Forensic Science Laboratory building in Kolkata, says it will also benefit neighboring and northeastern states. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached out to the chief ministers of four northeastern states, Assam, Manipur, Sikkim, and Arunachal Pradesh, offering full support as the region battles severe floods and landslides caused by heavy monsoon rains. Mr. Shah personally spoke with the state leaders today, promising that the central government would provide all necessary help. He said the Modi government stands like a rock in support of the people of the northeast. Rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire service, and local authorities are working around the clock to help those affected. With more rain expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Massive road sinkage on National Highway 2, Kohima to Mau Road, near Pesama between Chain H kilometer 192.050 to kilometer 192.150 has led to complete closure of the National Highway. In this regard, Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Buchem it today issued a travel advisory for both heavy vehicles and light medium vehicles. The advisory said that all heavy vehicles coming towards Kohima from Manipur shall be stopped at Kuzama, while all southern and Manipur bound heavy vehicles coming from Dimapur shall be stopped at Secha Zubza. Light medium vehicles bound for Kohima have been advised to take the alternative, the one-way route Dimorikov, Jaffer Christian College, Kisama, Pesama. It said southern Manipur bound light medium vehicles may take the alternative route BASF Camp, Chakabama, Kidima, Viswema, Maugate route. Further, the general public is cautioned not to go near the affected electric poles and conductors till the department undertakes necessary measures. MLA and advisor to IPR and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. Imchen, virtually inaugurated the newly constructed DPRO office buildings of Longland and Zinhputo districts and the APRO office at Pungro yesterday. Mr. Imchen inaugurated the office buildings during a formal function held at the office conference hall of the DPRO office Mogokchung. During the program, IPR Director Zivinyo Thanyo delivered a short note on the various programs taken up by the department. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system. Inaugurating the new Central Forensic Science Laboratory building at Rajarhat in Kolkata, Mr. Shah pointed out that the revamping of forensic infrastructure is a key part of this effort. The Home Minister said the government is committed to strengthening forensic capabilities across the country as scientific evidence is essential for fair and accurate verdicts.
भारत सरकार की ओर से हर जिले में एक फॉरेंसिक मोबाइल वैन के लिए हर राज्य को सहायता ऑफर की है. हमने दूरदर्शिता के साथ कानून 24 में आया, 20 में हम नेशनल फॉरेंसिक साइंस यूनिवर्सिटी की स्थापना कर चुके थे. 26 परिसर करीब करीब हर बड़े राज्य में एक NFSU की कॉलेज हम बनाएंगे जिससे ट्रेन मैन पावर मिले.
Built at a cost of 88 crore rupees, the state-of-the-art facility will benefit not only the people of West Bengal, but also the neighboring states, including northeastern region. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with President of Asian Development Bank Masato Kanda in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India's rapid transformation over the last decade has empowered countless people and work is on to add further momentum in this journey. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. Mr. Kanda conveyed that ADB will direct $10 billion, including third-party capital, over the next 5 years into municipal infrastructure development, extending metro networks, building new regional rapid transit system corridors, and modernizing city services. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor, 7 all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The delegations are conveying India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Shashi Tharoor-led delegation reached Brasilia today for an official visit to Brazil. Mr. Tharoor said they are looking forward to having solid, constructive discussions in Brazil. The all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde is in Liberia. Talking to media, Mr. Shinde said India and Liberia have good bilateral relationship and expressed confidence that Liberia will appreciate the message of India on zero tolerance against terrorism.
Both the nations have supported each other, and I am very much positive that this message of Indians that we are carrying to the Liberia will appreciate in a positive way this message of peace, this message of zero tolerance against terrorism, and the message of our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, and also the message from 1.4 billion Indians will be best appreciated in Liberia.
The delegation of MPs led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has reached London. The delegation is on a visit to the UK till 3rd of this month with a mission to convey India's unequivocal commitment to defeat terrorism.
लंदन पहुंच गए हैं. तीन देशों की हमारी यात्रा अच्छी रही, फ्रांस, इटली और फिर डेनमार्क की. आतंकवाद के मामले पर भारत का पक्ष हम प्रभावी रूप से यहां भी रखेंगे, और जैसा हमें बाकी जगह लोगों का समर्थन मिला है वही समर्थन इंग्लैंड में भी मिलेगा, हमें पूरा विश्वास है.
The price of 19 kg commercial LPG cylinders have been reduced by 24 rupees by oil companies from today. The revised retail price for these cylinders is now 1,723.50 rupees in Delhi. The charges for domestic LPG cylinders will remain the same. Earlier this year in April, the price of domestic LPG cylinders was reduced by 41 rupees. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This evening we will learn about Pratyahara Sadhana. Pratyahara indicates dissociation of one's consciousness, withdrawal from the sense organs which connects with the external objects. Dharana indicates broad-based field of attention inside the body and mind, which is usually understood as concentration. Dhyana, meditation, is contemplation, focused attention inside the body and mind, and Samadhi, integration. We will know more on bandhas and mudras in our next series. The central government has invited young minds to participate in a bilingual essay contest on Operation Sindoor, redefining India's policy against terrorism. The top three winners will win a cash prize of 10,000 rupees each and get an exclusive chance to attend the 78th Independence Day celebrations at Red Fort in New Delhi. Interested participants can visit the website of MyGov to participate in the contest. The competition is open from today till the 30th of this month. The government has also invited all the budding social media influencers to make videos and reels of their walk to any of the monuments and sites of Indian independence. Interested participants will have to post the reels and videos on their social media pages with the hashtags New India, Empowered India, and Independence Day 2025. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reaches out to chief ministers of flood and landslide affected northeastern states. National Highway 2, Kohima to Mau Road, cut off near Pesama due to massive road sinkage. Kohima DC issues travel advisory. MLA and advisor to IPR Imkong L. Imchen virtually inaugurates new DPRO office buildings of Longland and Zeneboto districts and APRO office Pungro. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Central Forensic Science Laboratory building in Kolkata, says it will also benefit neighboring and northeastern states. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.